come to Spirit in the Morning. Boy, we are having a great time here.
We're pumped.
You're in for a treat today. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We got a great show in store for you. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day. We give you thanks for allowing us to have this wonderful season of Lent. We ask that you help us grow closer to you. We ask that you protect all of us, our families, our friends, everyone that we meet today. We ask you to bless them and to draw them closer to you. Father, please use us in any way you need so that we can share your good news with those around us and help to give you glory. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today is Friday. We are sitting around in the studio getting pumped for our four-hour live broadcast tomorrow. We're going to be coming to you from Man Up Philly at St. Joseph's University, and we are thrilled to be able to do that. It's going to be sort of our regular program. We'll be having music. We'll be having interviews. We'll be having all kinds of goodies. So if you're not going to Man Up Philly, and I recommend that you do go to Man Up Philly, listen to us. We'll be on from 7 to 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday morning. Now, I just want to tell you, before I bring in my co-host Dave Parker and Frank Eliason, our operations manager, I want to tell you about who's coming up on the show today. We're going to be visited by Lisa Duffy, who... she's been on the show before. Lisa does a great job ministering to divorced Catholics. She's going to be talking about a Journey of Hope conference for divorce recovery that's going to be taking place in August of this year. And in the second half of the program, we'll be joined by our buddy Dan Burke, who will take us into the deep. I'm going to ask Dan today about setting up a sacred space, a special place for prayer. We'll chat about that. We've got Matthew Kelly with the Best Lent Ever message that's going to be later in the show. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Man, we're going to have to extend this show. Yeah. Dave Parker, Frank Eliason. We got
good
too
morning,
much
Gary.
For 1 hour.
Good morning. So, well, first of all, I wasn't around this week. I want to tell you, great job with Jeanette.
Thank you.
I've been watching them.
Thank you.
I thought I was quite impressed with how you are on TV.
It's the Holy Spirit, and it's Jeanette. She is an amazing interviewer. You know,
I don't know. There's part of it that was you.
and that reminds you, thank you. It's nice of you to say the last episode airs today at 11 a.m. on EWTN TV.
I have it set to record.
Oh, you are the man. You are the man.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, I want to say, was that a cutout of you, like a life-size cutout? And someone was... No, I'm just kidding.
He seemed a little stoic there.
That's me. That's the way I really am. Now, the cutout would have been more animated.
Ditto to what Frank said. All that he said.
Oh, you guys are too. You guys are too kind. Thank you very much.
So, you guys ready to have fun tomorrow?
I'm pumped.
We are ready. We've never done this before, Frank.
4 hours. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully I have it all set up by today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, Eustace and Ed, we're setting out right after the show. We're going to be heading down. We're so excited. We're going to set up today. No, we're not.
No.
That's how excited we are.
We're going to have fun with it. And I think that's the best part. And one of the things that we've always recognized is when we have this opportunity to have live guests, it makes for a really great show. Mm-hmm. Live guests and in-studio guests. Well, our studio now will be on the floor at Man Up Philly.
Yep.
And so it'd be fun to have guests that are right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing in some technology, so we might have a little few man on the street interviews as we go along.
Yeah.
And be able to bring some of what's happening there to our listeners.
Yes.
You know, this is a major event for Philadelphia, and it's been going for a number of years. What a great chance we have to actually do this. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have fun with it. I think it's going to be a little bit different. It is a lengthy show. I think by the end of it, you'll be worn out.
Yeah.
And I'll be laughing at you.
That's good.
We'll have to bring in a stretcher for Gary.
That's how we are around here, right?
Caffeine. And IV drip. Okay, caffeine. Okay.
Yeah, as I leave and go to Starbucks in the middle of it. You guys know my
keep way. Keep us in mind. I was going to say, here's a thought. We have to be Semper Gumby, you know?
In a way. Semper Gumby.
Always flexible. That's kind of a Marine thing, but not really official.
I like
military
that.
Thing.
Yes.
Always be flexible.
But Frank and Dave, Man Up Philly, I think this is the eighth year, the seventh or eighth year. I'm not sure exactly. This is the first time that we've ever done a live broadcast. Well, we didn't have a morning show last year, but...
We didn't have live broadcast equipment.
Isn't that amazing?
Our old equipment, you would have had to connect through a phone line.
Wow.
Imagine trying to find a phone line there and run that cord, how far you'd have to run that cord. So, you know, we have the equipment. We have the abilities.
Yes.
And this is what it's like about being a local Catholic radio station, being out in the community, and this is the perfect event to demonstrate that.
That's right. And people have told me, I've met a few people who have said, I wish you guys were on the air on Saturday morning. Well, you're going to get your wish. You might regret it because we're going to be on for 4 hours, but it is really great to be able to do
this. We ask for your prayers and that the Holy Spirit guides us. And, I mean, again, we're going to, it's so lively down there and so uplifting. Everyone's going to be down there and be pumped. I know that.
Yeah, and the weather will cooperate. It's going to be cold, but no snow in the forecast.
That's right.
You never know. Early March, could have been a problem.
That's
but
true.
It's going to be good. They get a great turnout there, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I think anywhere from 1,200 to 1,600, give or take.
That's an amazing number.
My understanding
amazing number of Catholic men.
Year after
willing
year.
On a Saturday morning.
On a Saturday to take their day and really raise their spiritual.
Absolutely, yes.
Beliefs in their spiritual being.
Yeah, and we strengthen one another. We're going to be strengthened by that, by the experience, too.
Iron sharpening iron.
We'll be something by the experience.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know what we'll be talking about.
Oh, and also, while I'm thinking of it, a program note, this Sunday, Frank, at 11:30.
11:30, the Christophers.
The debut of Christopher Close-Up, right? We have Tony Rossi on our program. We do the Christopher Minute each day.
That is correct.
And now we're going to do the half-hour program, Christopher Close-Up. They have a good guest on this week, right?
I hear they have a special guest.
Who's that guest?
Who might that be? I don't know.
That will be yours truly. Tony Rossi interviewed me for 30 minutes on the program. That'll be our initial.
You had enough to talk about?
And that will be the premiere episode, but this is a regular show that they do. And so we're going to be bringing that to Holy Spirit Radio, and it'll be every Sunday at 11:30. So I think it's a great chance to get into it with a show with someone they know and recognize, but you know also understand the spirit of it. One of the things about the Christophers is it is uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is certainly, it has a very positive message. So I'm looking forward to having this as part of our programming lineup.
If I can say real quickly, Gary and Frank, Man Up Philly, it's not just for those who are dyed-in-the-wool believers already. There are a lot of folks that are reverting to the faith and who have converted to the faith and maybe new to this conference, who have fallen away and are just, you know, dipping their toe in the water, as it were, to come on back.
Yep.
You know? So for those listening out there, come on down.
Come on down. It's not too late.
Don't be afraid.
Right. You can come tomorrow.
It's a great place to learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it is about learning and, you know, the ability to, you know, growing your faith. So no matter where you're at in the spectrum, you know, having that opportunity is key. And it doesn't come around. A lot of areas of the country wouldn't have an event like this.
Exactly.
We do.
Yep. Before I do the gospel, Frank, while you're here, I want to say this Best Lent Ever segment, you did a great job editing these segments to get them available for the program. This is really powerful. I mean, this is, Matthew Kelly's unbelievable.
Well, I think it's incredible. We're the first radio station to actually air these. They are available online, and many parishes are certainly talking about them. But you know what? Let's face facts. Not everybody has access to online.
Right.
You know, so now they have their opportunity to hear these great messages. Mm-hmm. They're direct from the video. They're exactly as they are. And as I listen to them, they're right from his book.
Exactly. Resisting Happiness.
Exactly.
He's going through the book.
Right. Exactly. So it is a really great opportunity to do that and to start to show the world what we can do with radio to bring these things to life. And the content can come from online.
Right.
So it's such a great partnership that we have with them.
Yes.
And I look forward to continuing to grow that.
And we are. We're going to do more with them. And just quickly, I know I have to read the gospel, but I was thinking about this. I have a long ride on the way up to the station, and I was praying and thinking about Matthew's message of resisting happiness. And here's what he's saying. I mean, this is the whole key of the Best Lent Ever. It's the key of the book. We resist the things that will really make us happy, which ultimately our relationship with the Lord is what's going to make us happy. We constantly resist that because we're trying to do things that will make us happy or that we think will make us happy. So that's really this whole message. And Lent is that opportunity to get closer to the Lord, which ultimately, even though we don't think, oh, I have to pray, I have to fast, I have to do these things, I'm going to be so miserable, those things ultimately will give us lasting happiness.
Exactly. I keep thinking, resistance is futile.
Yeah.
That comes from somewhere.
I
have to do some attribution.
The Borger coming. Wow.
All right. Do I have time to do the gospel? It's a short one. I have time, Dave? What do we got?
Sure.
We got a minute and a half.
I can do it. All right. The gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 15. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Certainly there is, as we enter into this season of Lent, there's a time for fasting now, and there's a time to celebrate. There's a time to rejoice. Lent can be a joyful time, even though we are fasting, even though we are recognizing that there are things that keep us from the Lord. So all I would say about this gospel is let's take advantage of this special time, time of great grace, to recognize that there are certain attachments in our lives that are keeping us away from a closer relationship with God. Let's try to address those, maybe give up something. It's okay to give something up.
We can jettison that stuff, folks.
Yeah, right. And then, as Dave has mentioned in days past, Dave said that, and this is so true, we want to give something up, plus we also want to do something extra. So maybe give up a little TV and fill that time with a little more prayer, a little reading of Scripture, something. And if you do that each day, do a little something, the best Lent ever, following that program is going to be a great way. You do something little each day during these 40 days of Lent, you're going to celebrate Easter closer to the Lord than when you started. And that's what this is all about. And that's what we are here to help you do. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Lisa Duffy, who will be talking about the Journey of Hope Conference. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 3rd. Today we celebrate St. Catherine Drexel. Young heiress gives up family fortune to enter convent. That could have been the top story on the nightly TV news if television had been around in 1889. That's when Catherine Drexel shocked the world by announcing her decision to devote her life to the education of Native Americans and African Americans. The daughter of a Philadelphia banker, Kate Drexel knew luxury and privilege as a young girl, but her father and stepmother did not shield her from reality. They shared their wealth with the poor and welcomed them into their home on a regular basis. Those experiences, along with her reading, moved her deeply. At the age of 30, Catherine decided that God had work for her to do on behalf of two peoples who had been largely overlooked in 19th century America. Finding no religious order that answered her sense of mission, she founded the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. She drew on trust funds established by her father at his death and established a system of missions and schools for Native Americans and African Americans, most notably Xavier University of New Orleans. Catherine Drexel lived to age 96 and was canonized in 2000. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Spoken need,
Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
Was Blessings by Laura Story. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. I think that song is so appropriate. First of all, I love that song. It reminds us that so many of the bad things, the tragedies, the difficulties in life are actually blessings in disguise. And it's tricky to recognize that as we're going through them. We look at them and we say, oh, this is horrible. Why am I going through this? But if we keep in mind that our Father, our Heavenly Father, loves us, we start to look at things differently. This is so appropriate to play that song before we bring on Lisa Duffy. Lisa Duffy is an author, she's a speaker, and she has dedicated her life to helping Catholics who have gone through divorce. This is such an incredible ministry. Lisa Duffy, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Gary, and happy Lent to you.
Happy Lent. How's your Lent going so far?
So far, so good. We'll check back in a few weeks.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that, Happy Lent, because it can be a happy time, even though we sometimes think of Lent as doing penance, and which it is. But, I mean, Lent's a happy time because we can grow closer to the Lord.
Yeah, Yeah, and I think about, you know, what you guys were talking about before the break, and that was, you know, the things that we think will bring us happiness, oftentimes really don't. And it is, you know, this fasting and this attention to the Lord that does bring us happiness.
It really does. Now, Lisa, I do want to talk about your Journey of Hope conference is going to be coming up later this year. But before we do that, just fill us in case anyone is not familiar with your ministry. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your ministry and why you do what you do.
Sure. Well, back in the early 1990s, I became a divorced Catholic very much against my will. It was not what I had ever expected from being married. And I was very angry at the time, and I had made a lot of mistakes going forward, but eventually I realized that the only true healing I would receive from this extremely devastating experience was by embracing my faith and staying close to the sacraments. So I went through about 7 years of real challenging times, a lot of spiritual growth, but certainly a lot of changes took place, and eventually I met and married my husband after going through the annulment process. So we'll be celebrating 17 years of marriage this June, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
And I just know how people are suffering, so I want to reach out to them and give them hope.
And you do it so well. You know, I'm a big fan of your work. I just am so impressed. I love having you on. I love chatting with you. Lisa, in your book, The Catholic Guide to Dating After Divorce, you say something that really touched me. And here's what you say. You say, you are not alone. The first step in overcoming the burden of the label divorced is realizing you are not the only one it has happened to. There are many Catholics who have suffered the agony of divorce, yet have gone on to live very happy lives. That's an important message.
It's extremely important because divorce is such an alienating experience.
Yes.
And whether it's absolutely true or not, sometimes it's kind of self-inflicted. You just feel cut off. You feel like that no one could feel as bad as I do because it's such a guilty, shameful feeling, even if you are not the one who initiated it. So, and it's important to understand that divorce does not define you, and it definitely doesn't cut you off from your Catholic family. It should draw you closer, hopefully.
And just to clarify, because there are many misconceptions out there about what it means to be divorced, if you go through a divorce, you are not automatically prohibited from receiving the sacraments, correct?
Correct, and you're right. That's very important because a lot of people just automatically assume they're not welcome to receive the sacraments.
Right.
But they are encouraged to.
Right. And Lisa, talk about when is it not permissible to receive Holy Communion if you've been through a divorce? There's a special situation, correct?
Yes. For someone who is divorced and remarried, I'm sorry, that would be it. Divorced and civilly remarried at an annulment.
Right.
Yes. But I kind of like to make the distinction, because a lot of people feel like the church is singling them out. Really, what it constitutes is anybody, married, religious, single, divorced, if you're outside the state of grace, that's what prohibits you from receiving the sacrament. So you have to kind of look at your own life pertaining to your situation and see, am I living in such a way that would keep me outside the state of grace? Because the church doesn't single out only or treat civilly remarried people as second-class citizens. They're just saying, hey, just like anybody else, you have to be in a state of grace.
That is a great point. And so many of us can be in the same boat. I can fall out of the state of grace, and I'm not able to receive Holy Communion when that happens, too, if I'm in the state of mortal sin and haven't gone to confession. So I'm glad you made that distinction. Now, Lisa, you have another book called A Road to Healing, Daily Reflections for Divorced Catholics. I am not in that situation. I am not a divorced Catholic, but I love this book. This is a daily devotional. Your message is completely one of hope, and that's what I like. I really like that. Now, I just briefly, before we talk about your conference, one of your meditations says this: does God want me to be miserable? And you go on to say, despite the agony of your situation, God does not want your life to be miserable. That's something that somebody out there needs to hear today.
Absolutely. It's, you know, the circumstances of going through a divorce, no matter what they are, can really make it seem like the end. Mm-hmm. You know, the end of being happy ever, the end of all these things. And we know that eventually our true happiness, the total happiness that we're seeking, mm-hmm. will only be found in heaven.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that life on earth has to be completely miserable. You know, God wants us to have that sense of hope and to be happy. And there are many blessings despite the challenging circumstances.
That's a great message. Thank you for sharing that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Journey of Hope Conference for Divorce Recovery that's coming up in August in Charleston, South Carolina. Can you explain a little bit about that?
I can, and I'm very excited about it for a number of reasons. You know, I'm partnering with the Diocese of Charleston.
Okay.
And we're offering this because, for many reasons, but number one, because we know, you know, divorced Catholics need a connection. They need a strong, healthy, hopeful connection to the church, and they look to the church for that. So mm-hmm. that's the number one reason why we are offering this on a national basis and hoping people will come. We have some wonderful speakers lined up. We've got Father Thomas Berg, who has recently released a book through our Sunday Visitor called Hurting in the Church. Mm-hmm. And the message is so poignant for the divorce community. And we've got Rose Sweet. Everybody knows Rose.
Yes.
She's just so compassionate and so wonderful. We've got some really wonderful other speakers. Father Jeffrey Kirby from
Charleston, Kirby,
South Carolina.
Yes. Great speaker.
He's amazing.
He is.
Yes. And it just goes on and on. Father Thomas Loya, who is a theology of the body expert and has a very pertinent message for anyone who's divorced. We have a canon lawyer, Jackie Rapp. And just so on, you know. It's really a lot of people representing the Catholic Church who want to reach out with their message and let people know the same thing I do, which is, you know, there is plenty of hope. Your situation will get better, and here are reasons why to stay Catholic, why to stay close to Christ.
What a great message. Now, where can we find out more information about the conference?
The web address is journeyofhopeconference.com.
And we're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Lisa, also to follow you, where's the best place online?
LisaDuffy.com.
LisaDuffy.com. You're an amazing guest, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I really hope you'll come back.
Oh, Gary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, God bless you, Lisa. Keep up doing the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. God bless you. Lisa Duffy. Boy, what an inspirational message. So glad to have her back with us again on Spirit in the Morning. And we're going to have all of her information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our buddy Dan Burke, and we are going into the deep. We're going to talk about setting up a sacred space in your home so that you can really pray and encounter the Lord in the best way possible. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The White House is standing by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has now recused himself from any investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Sessions' decision came following revelations that he spoke twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the presidential campaign, but didn't mention it during his confirmation hearing. President Donald Trump is blaming Democrats for the controversy, saying, quote, "The Democrats are overplaying their hand." Several Federal Reserve officials have signaled one by one in recent days that the Fed is ready to resume raising interest rates as soon as this month. Fed Chair Janet Yellen speaks today in Chicago on the topic of the Fed's economic outlook, and investors will be looking for any hint of how likely the central bank is to raise its key short-term rate after its next meeting wraps up on March 15th. And Notre Dame has invited Vice President Mike Pence to be this year's commencement speaker. A statement from University President Father John Jenkins says, quote, "It is fitting that in the 175th year of our founding on Indiana soil, that Notre Dame recognize a native son who served our state and now the nation with quiet earnestness, moral conviction, and a dedication to the common good characteristic of a true statesman, end quote. The decision does, however, break with a tradition of sorts for Notre Dame to invite the sitting president. The argument, which was made when controversy erupted over the invitation to President Barack Obama back in 2009. Pence, the former governor of Indiana, will be the first VP to address commencement at Notre Dame. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
Over 200 years ago, Benjamin Franklin warned, "Do not squander time, for that is the stuff that life is made of." The truth is that most of us are likely to be somewhat casual about the value of time. It's hard for us to realize that we only get one chance at life, and that we should learn to use time instead of kill time. So keep in mind that now is the only time you can count on to fulfill the important role which God has assigned to you. As the British statesman Lord Chesterfield wrote to his son in 1749, "Know the value of time. Snatch, seize, and enjoy every moment of it. No idleness, no laziness, no procrastination. Take care of the minutes, for the hours will take care of themselves."
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And that was Fall Apart by Josh Wilson. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let me do a quick look at the weather for the Philadelphia area. Today we're going to have scattered snow showers. Don't panic. It's not going to stick before 1 p.m. Ultimately, we're going to have a high near 40 today. Tonight, clear with a low around 24. Then Saturday, the day for the Man Up Philly Conference at St. Joseph's University, where we'll be broadcasting live. It will be sunny with a high near 37. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 33 degrees. Well, it's Friday. You know what that means? It's time to go into the deep with Dan Burke, the author, frequent speaker on the topic of Catholic spirituality. He's the executive director of EWTN's National Catholic Register. And he's also the president of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation and the creator of Divine Intimacy Radio and SpiritualDirection.com. Dan's a busy guy, but he takes time out each week to join us for this segment. Good morning, Dan. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Gary. I think we need to shorten that bio. I'm working on humility for Lent.
Oh, man. Dan, you help so many of us with what you do. How's your Lent going, by the way?
Good. I was better prepared than probably the last few years. Well, wasn't bad the last few years, but had the blessing of helping other people in their Lent, which, as you know, when you're serving other people in their faith, that it tends to affect yours, and so it's been very good.
That's excellent. You know, we're doing the Best Lent Ever program. We're playing Matthew Kelly's Daily Messages on the program here. And really, our goal here at Spirit in the Morning, as is the goal of Dynamic Catholic, and I'm sure as your goal is, we want to make this our Best Lent Ever. And if we do that each year, we're going to be in great shape, right? We always set out with that objective.
Yeah, I mean, Lent is such a beautiful time of reorienting our spiritual compass and assessing where we are and trying to make sure that our flesh isn't ruling us.
Yep.
And that it's a servant rather than a master.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the rhythm of the Catholic Church because it's brilliantly designed by God to, you know, break us out of those patterns that tend to bind us.
Mm-hmm.
Our flesh throughout the year tends to take more and more control. It makes us work to more precise temperatures, more precise tastes of food, specific clothing, all the things that it wants. And if we do Lent right, we kind of break up that hard soil of self-centeredness and put the flesh back in its proper space to serve the Spirit and the work of God and our holiness. And to reorient our hearts to God by doing that, and I just love being Catholic.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? I mean, we're not. If sometimes people say, "Oh, you Catholics, it's all about the rules. You can't do anything. You don't have fun." We have fun because true happiness comes from having a relationship with the Lord. And what better way to have that relationship than through the church that He founded?
No doubt, through the church that He founded, through the Eucharist, of giving of Himself.
Yep.
In communion, through intimacy with prayer. I mean, you know, I it's funny. I converted in 2005 to Catholicism, and I was in a section of Protestantism that was Calvinistic, very much, they would say, very grace oriented and focused. And I can honestly say, and this is no slight on my Protestant friends, because I was deeply blessed by my evangelical phase, if you will. But I experienced more grace in the Catholic Church in the first year than I had experienced in all prior as a Protestant, and that was spanning over about 15 years.
Wow.
I just have been blown away by how wrong I was about the Catholic Church and how grateful I am that I was wrong.
And, you know, it takes a lot of humility to admit that, so...
Well, I don't know about that.
Right.
It's just really obvious, you know.
Hey, Dan, listen, I've been really enjoying this segment, and I'm so thankful that you're doing this. We're focusing on your excellent book, Into the Deep, and we've discussed the concept of discovery prayer. We floated it last week, and I want to get more into that in the weeks to come. But you talk about a couple of key points in the book, and I want to touch on one of those today. We've already talked about the importance of setting aside that sacred time. I'm going to commit to X amount of minutes a day for prayer. And today I'd like to talk about setting up a sacred space. I got to watch the video that you did. We have a link to that at spiritinthemorning.com. Could you talk a little bit about the importance of setting up a sacred space in your house? Now, if somebody's going to listen and say, oh no, I don't have any room. What's he talking about? I have to build a whole chapel. How can we set up a sacred space, right? I mean, you can see somebody saying that. And what does it take, and why is it important to have a sacred place for prayer?
Well, let's start with why. I'm right now on my way up to the shrine of the Blessed, Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville for a retreat for EWTN. Yeah. First time I walked into that place, I went to my knees instinctively and stayed on my knees for quite some time. Yeah. Why is that? Mm. Well, because the monstrance was so incredible, the architecture, everything about the building said, God is here, get on your knees. Wow. And so that's the gift of beautiful space, beautiful architecture. Architecture that tells the truth about who we are and who God is and where God is and how we should respond. Well, so we can take a little piece of that and really help us in staying focused in prayer by creating an area in our home that's used for nothing else. The word sacred means it's set apart, right? So it's really important that whatever the space is, we use it for nothing else. But a sacred space can be as small as a tiny little corner shelf that you can get at Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, that you put in a bathroom corner.
Yeah,
I've had somebody do it underneath their clothes in their closet sitting on a pillow. It really can take up about 2 feet beyond your body and your body space, whatever that is. Sitting or whatever. The point being that it's a special place where you go to pray every day. Mm-hmm. And it would be better if you could have icons and but simple. I mean, we're talking, you know, spending $10 can have a big effect, just having an icon of Jesus and Mary to focus on, a little candle or whatever. And it's a place where you go every time you pray that tells your body the truth about what's happening in a more complete way than if you just kind of roll over in bed. But you go to that place, and then what happens is your body is not your friend when you begin a prayer habit, and it's often not your friend, you know, during and after you begin it. But it helps to make your body your friend by doing this specific action to the specific place with specific visual cues. You can use incense, would give you a specific olfactory cue, you know. There's a tangible nature to it, and that's taking this great, beautiful design that God's put in us, that when we do what he asks us to do and are drawing our hearts to him, he will build upon that nature in our souls with grace, and then help us to draw and pay more attention. The whole point of sacred space is really to deal with distractions in prayer and to help us to orient our mind to God.
And that's a big problem. Distractions, we can't deny that they can be a big problem.
Well, Gary, you know, distractions will end. And do you know when distractions end? There's a specific point in the spiritual life. Are you aware?
No, when is that?
That's when your pulse stops.
I had a feeling that's where you're going, but I wasn't sure. But that's good to know. And I've had priests tell me that, hey, because I've struggled with distractions for a long time, and especially with the rosary, when I pray the rosary. And I had a priest, Father Don Calloway, who's very well known as someone who loves the rosary and has done great work with promoting the rosary. He said, I don't know if I've ever prayed a distraction-free rosary. And that made me feel really good when I heard that.
Yeah, I've had a few distraction-free times, but and it does get easier when you build that habit of prayer. There's a natural progression because you take greater and greater control of your faculties and you're able to orient them to God. But I can say that the fact is, even as you mature in prayer and it becomes easier, it really only becomes easier because you accept it, you know, and you relax in it and you don't wrestle and you don't get scrupulous about it.
Right.
And what you do is you just constantly say, yes, Lord. And when your silly self veers off, you say, and you realize you're off, you go, you know, you wake up and you say, okay, now back to the Lord and say, sorry, Lord, I'm back with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looks at us like a little baby in his arms. You know, babies look around and then sometimes they're focused on the parent and sometimes they're not. But if we're there, you know, the big thing is showing up, right?
Yep.
It's being present, saying yes. That's the big battle. You win the battle when you show up, really.
Yeah.
If you can show up every day, man, you're way ahead of most people.
Amazing. Dan, we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you. I know you're a busy guy. This is an incredible segment. And thank you for joining us each week. I'm definitely going to have a link to that video that you did about setting up a sacred space. Thanks for all you do. I can't thank you enough for what you've done, not to help me, but thousands and thousands around the world.
Well, you're very kind. It's you know, when a servant's done what they should, you know, there's nothing great about that. But I'm grateful to be serving the Lord and meeting with you every week and your listeners. So God bless you guys.
God bless you as well. Dan Burke joining us from Birmingham, Alabama. You can find him online at spiritualdirection.com. We're going to go to a break now. When we come back, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We're also going to do the Best Lent Ever segment. Let me get this straight. I'm all confused. That was such a great interview. I'm distracted. I got to go relax. I'll be back after the break.
This is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
When I first started speaking and writing, I was 19 years old. I look back on those times now and I was just so naive. I'd grown up in sort of a bubble. What you realize very quickly, I think, is that life is messy. You know, life is messy. And that it's sort of one of the great themes of this 25 years of speaking and writing for me is the idea that life really is messy. And I can have these very clear and logical ideas in the solitude of my writing place. But real people in real places have to live them in real ways in the midst of what is very often a very, very messy world. At Dynamic Catholic, we invite the ambassadors each month to submit prayers. And I get a report at the end of each week with all the prayers on them. And it's amazing. You know, it's astounding. It is... I mean, it is just, I can't even put in words what it feels like to sit in the chapel and read through those prayer requests. I cannot get through a set of those prayer requests without tears. It's just not possible. You couldn't be human. And I think the lesson is that everyone's struggling with something. I remember when I first got cancer, you know, I remember walking out of the doctor's office after he told me I had cancer and my head was just spinning. And my realization was nothing else in the world has changed. Everyone is just going around their business, going about doing their thing. And nobody knows what you're struggling with. And nobody knows what I'm struggling with. We're all struggling with something. And I think it's important that we realize that everyone's carrying a heavy burden. It's important that we realize everyone's struggling with something. It's important that we realize that everyone is fighting a hard battle. Because when we do realize that, we treat people differently. We treat people differently. So be gentle with yourself, because you've got your own struggle. And be gentle with other people, because everybody is fighting a hard battle, because life is messy.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
more enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
You're not the only one who feels like this, feeling like you lose more than you win, like life is just an endless hill you climb. You try and try, but never arrive. I'm telling you something, this racing, this running, oh, you're working way too hard. And this perfection you're chasing, it's just energy wasted. Like you know the one that holds your soul, 'cause mercy has called you by your name. Don't be afraid to live in that grace. Oh, I'm telling you something, this God we believe in, yeah, he changed everything. No more guilt, no more shame, he took all.
Like you're loved by Hawk Nelson. Don't you like that line? His love is all you'll ever need. If you think about how much God loves you today, you're going to have a good day. Dave mm-hmm. Parker, we forget that sometimes.
Absolutely. I love that, Hawk Nelson.
Yeah, isn't that a cool name?
Yeah, yeah. It's so cool. Yes.
Yeah, that's a relatively new song. That's on the Billboard top 10 or 20 Christian singles. Hawk Nelson, Live Like You're Loved. All right, Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Dave, I think you're going to like this one today. This, as always, comes from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. I forgot the name of my new book. That's not a good thing, is it? All right, Genesis 21:5, your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Dave Parker, I'm thinking of you. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. I couldn't resist that, Dave.
Well, thank
you. You're not quite there yet.
That's going to be your next one. Do I look that old? No. Sometimes I do in the morning.
You know what? I love that. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Why is that important? How's that going
to
make me feel?
You want me
good?
To kind of unpack that? I mean, that's awesome.
But you know what? You know what? You know why that's helpful?
Yeah.
Because God promised Abraham that he was going to have many descendants.
Yes.
He was 99 years old, and it still hadn't happened yet. But he believed that God was good for his word.
Yes.
And the message is, you've got something in your life right now that looks hopeless. You've been praying. You just can't imagine how it's going to happen. You might be thinking that there's no way I'm ever going to make it to heaven. I'm too big of a sinner. I've done bad things in the past. I can never commit the time to pray even 5 minutes a day. I've tried so many times. I just don't have the motivation to do it. So many times we do that and we say, it'll never happen. Good thing Abraham didn't believe that way. And the same thing goes for us. We got to remember that with God, not just most things are possible, but all things are possible.
Exactly.
That's the message. That's a message of hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At 100 years of age, I mean, at 99, it wasn't looking good, folks.
Right. And if I was Abraham, I'd say, okay, this just ain't happening.
Yeah, I know. I think it's about time to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not even going to get into the fact that he's 100 years old and he has a newborn, and his wife wasn't exactly 20 years old either.
She can't even imagine.
Sarah was old too.
You know, changing diapers when you're 100 years old. I mean, I'm lucky if I can bend over now and stoop over and bend, you know, at times. And I'm not even that old.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You set me up, buddy.
I did. Man, but that's a great verse. If you want to find out more, if you want to see more of these verses, check out my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. And I will have the book available for sale at Man Up Philly. So if you want to stop by the table tomorrow, Man Up Philly will be there from 7 to 11, broadcasting live from St. Joseph's University. I'll have the book there, so stop by, say hi to us, and see how Dave looks. He doesn't look that old.
Right? I know Barbara's nodding, yeah. North and south. Yes, that's so true, folks. You know,
that's right. Well, it was fun being on the air today. Great. I was saying on the break, I love the guests that we get on this show. Dan Burke, Lisa Duffy today, phenomenal guests.
Yes, and every day.
Yeah, and just to let you know, coming up next week, we'll be joined by Dr. Kevin Vost as he continues his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House. It's time for Mark again.
Yeah, I kind of miss him.
I know.
It's been a while.
He comes on the first Monday of every month to let us know what's going on. Also, we have some first-time guests next week. Brian Mercier, who is a Catholic author and speaker, travels around the country sharing the good news. Kate Wicker, author and speaker, will be with us. Tony Agnese will join us again, as he does every month. Mary Beth Hicks will be here as well. And Dan Burke will join us. Plus, we've got some other guests that I'm working on, and we'll give you another great week next
week. Yeah, the hits just keep on coming.
That's right. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So normally I would say that's it for another week of Spirit in the Morning, but
absolutely,
not this week.
Not this week.
Because you got four big hours coming up.
Yes, and maybe
with Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and Gary Zimak tomorrow.
And plus you have 12 to 1 tomorrow. Best of this week.
Okay, the question is, what's going on from 11 to 12? I need to be in that hour, too, right?
I think sometimes
maybe lunch.
People say enough's enough.
We got to eat.
We got to eat.
I'm the food guy. Okay.
So tomorrow will be an uplifting, energizing day. It's going to be filled with music, you know, get everybody energized, get everybody energized.
Interviews, walking about, maybe manna. Man, yeah, what is it? Man on the street, man in the auditorium, maybe?
Dave Parker on City Line Avenue? I mean, I don't know where it's going.
Reel me back in, folks. I may go off the reservation.
But we can't wait, so make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 a.m. We're going to be on the air for 4 hours, live from Man Up Philly. Hey, you know the deal. Wherever you go today, whatever you do, God is with you. Turn around and say hi. I'm Gary Zimak. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.
See you tomorrow. Bye.